Jim Williams is the president and CEO of St. Joseph County Habitat for Humanity. He stands under a pavilion at Pottawatomie Park in South Bend as he tries to avoid a collision with kids present for Kids Day. He says events like this help build a sense of community for those in the program.
Habitat has always been more than just building a house. The thing that's so motivating for us at Habitat is when we can see these families and realize, you know what, this is going to make such a difference in their life, not just for 1 year, but for 10, 20, 30 years.
Williams says one of the biggest misconceptions St. Joe Habitat frequently faces is that they give their houses out for free. He says nothing could be further from the truth. Williams says Habitat is unique because of sweat equity, or the 250 hours of volunteer work homeowners put in with Habitat, either working at the rehab store or helping others build homes in order to qualify for housing. This is after they've been accepted through an initial paper application. Prospective homeowners also have to take classes on topics that range from finances to general home maintenance. Williams says volunteer work with Habitat makes the program more personal for those in it and gives them pride in their work.
You know, you can talk about statistics, you can talk about building a physical house, but when you look into the eyes of these kids and you look at a parent describing how they felt when they were accepted into the program and you see tears coming down their cheeks,
Cleora Taylor from South Bend is one of those parents who tears up when she talks about her experience with Habitat.
I will be in a one-story. I'm actually getting a build with Jimmy and Rosalind, so it's going to be an awesome opportunity to be able to be side-by-side with them and build on our house.
She doesn't cry when she's interviewed. She says she started to practice how to keep her cool in front of cameras, since she'll get to work on her house with the former president and first lady. But every now and then, her eyes get big and glossy, and she has to wipe away a tear. This usually happens when she talks about her four kids or how lucky she is to be a part of Habitat. Taylor says she didn't know the program existed until she saw it on TV one day.
And I seen the president, Garth Brooks, and all that on TV, and I was like, whatever family gets those houses is going to be lucky. I'm like, I didn't even know that, you know, something like that even existed.
She says she applied for the program with a couple of her friends and began to worry after they received letters that their applications had been denied.
I'm not understanding, like, I'm not getting denied, I'm getting accepted. So I kind of like, my friend's like, oh, we got denial letters. And I'm like, well, I haven't gotten anything in the mail.
She says when she did find out, she was at work and completely broke down. Taylor says all of the support from St. Joe Habitat, like the classes she's had to take over the course of a year, have been worth it. She says high rent affected what she's been able to provide for her children.
I'm looking forward to being able to not put them in a situation that I was in coming up, having to pay for college or get student loans, or, you know, I want them to have a different opportunities than I did and show them that it's a different way.
Taylor giggles when the conversation circles back to the Carters being part of the build on her house.
Have you practiced what you're going to tell the president?
No. What am I? I've definitely been working out twice a day because I feel like it's going to be like super national. I cannot be on TV looking a mess. I mean, even though I'm going to have a hard hat on.
More than 30 homes will be available through St. Joseph Habitat for Humanity in Mishawaka and South Bend this year. For more information regarding the program or the 2018 Carter Works Project, please visit hfhsjc.org. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.